Today, we go to Scotland to talk about the blog of a 9-year-old girl. The blogger's name is Martha Payne, who lives in a small town in western Scotland. Her blog is called Never Seconds, and in it she writes about the dinners she eats at school. Every day, she chooses a dish from the menu and takes a photo of it. She is interested in how it tastes and how healthy it is. Most of the time, the food was okay, and a few times, really good. But sometimes, it was poor. A local newspaper read about the blog and wrote an article with the headlines, "Time to Fire the Dinner Ladies." This alarmed the workers in the school kitchen and also the local council. The result? She was banned from taking any more photos of the food at school. At home, Martha wrote what she thought was her last blog post, saying goodbye to her readers. No one could have predicted what happened next. The next day, Martha's story went viral. People commented about it on Facebook, tweeted about it on Twitter, and wrote blog posts about it on their blogs. This attracted the attention of newspapers, radio, and television. A lot of people said that the action of the council was daft, stupid, or mindless, and that they were censoring any comments about food in schools. Many people also used two common English expressions when writing about the story. They said that the council bit off more than it could chew, or that its plans had completely backfired on it. Anyway, within 24 hours, the council made a U-turn and unbanned Martha from taking photos. Roddy McGeesh from the council said, "It's a good thing to change your mind, and I've certainly done that." Now, the blog is more popular than ever, and children from countries around the world send in their photos. Martha also uses her blog to raise money for a charity called Mary's Dinners, which provides school meals for poor children in Malawi. Since she started her blog, she has raised enough money to build a kitchen and feed over 2,000 children for an entire year, and the donations keep coming in.